How could you nominate someone with allegations of child trafficking across or trafficking across state lines and having sex with a 17-year-old? My understanding further on in the interview, they discussed the fact that once he finds out that she's 17, he stops having sex with her.
Okay, Sonny, you have a legal note.
I do have a legal note. Thank you, Whoopi. Matt Gaetz has long denied all allegations, calling the claims, quote, invented, and saying in a statement to ABC News that this false smear following a 3-year criminal investigation should be viewed with great skepticism, that DOJ investigation was closed with no charges being brought.
We'll be right back.
Matt Gaetz, boys, example number 344,000 of why he needs to be running the Department of Justice. Here he is smacking down these ugly bitches over here on The View who get away with saying whatever the hell they want. The craziest shit. They're calling everybody in Trump's cabinet. They're calling them Nazis and fascists and white supremacists. And nobody ever seems to want to sue these idiots over here. Well, Matt Gaetz has had enough of this. And after them going out there saying that Matt Gaetz was a pedophile, it's interesting. It's interesting how they can, see all of these pedophiles. They think Matt Gaetz is a pedophile. But they didn't have a problem with P. Diddy. They ain't got a problem with Bill Clinton. Right? They're not at all interested on the Epstein list. Right? These idiots over here are constantly saying Donald Trump is the biggest domestic threat to democracy. Meanwhile, you've got billionaires trafficking humans. I assumed, listen, if the billionaires are trafficking humans to the point where we're arresting billionaires, maybe we should ask who they're trafficking the children to. No, they don't want to ask that question. They're not interested in that. No, just Matt Gaetz, of course. Who, again, there was an investigation and you didn't arrest Matt Gaetz, so I'm guessing you found nothing in that investigation, which is what this ugly bitch right here, look at her, she chewed on her face. She's so mad. She's forced to acknowledge it. He should still sue her. You get me? This is Charlie Kirk over here. Sonny. Like, they're all named the complete inverse of their personality. Joy, Whoopi, Sonny. Sonny Hostin was forced to issue a legal note on The View that Matt Gaetz was found to have done nothing wrong after a 3-year DOJ investigation. 3 years. It took 3 years. So, okay. You're saying Matt Gaetz raped a kid. Right? That's what the left are saying. I think what happened over here, and don't get me wrong, this doesn't smell great. I think he took a 17-year-old to a party, or he met a 17-year-old at a party in a place where the age of consent was 17. So I think what happened here was nothing, legally speaking. Again, if you're, 30-something years old and you're, messing with a 17-year-old, even if it's in a state where the age of consent is 17. I don't know. It still seems a little bit weird. It doesn't matter, though, from a legal perspective. And they spent 3 years investigating it. 3 years. Again, 3 years to come up with nothing, by the way. And what we have is a system that has been turned into a political weapon. The system doesn't like Matt Gaetz. So it took a situation that clearly wasn't. You didn't arrest him. So there was no crime here, but you still stretched it out over 3 years because, again, the process is the point. The process is the punishment. And a bunch of dumb, stupid whores like this over here, they regurgitate, oh, look at the right. No, he wasn't. Again, he wasn't. They're doing the same thing right now with Pete Hegseth, who we want to be the National Security Secretary of Defense. And they're sitting there going, well, look, he was investigated. Again, investigated, and you found nothing. So he was investigated and wasn't arrested. So he was investigated and cleared. But you don't want to tell anybody that. You want to say he was investigated. Because you dumb assholes over here got this place completely and utterly wrong, and you think that you're guilty until proven innocent. That's not how this place works at all. And so somebody from Matt Gaetz's office sent a letter to ABC, and again, ABC protecting Epstein. None of these fucking chicks over here got a problem with ABC protecting Epstein. Not a single one of them. Well, somebody at ABC got a letter and they said, okay, well, you better apologize. You better clarify your erroneous, defamatory statements. And so she chewed on her face while she did it. And this is probably the third or fourth one of these that Whoopi's had to do a couple of them. How is this show still on? Who's running this show over here? What executives are sitting there going, yep, these garbage ratings are definitely worth all of these impending rakes that we're stepping on over here. You're going to end up, this show doesn't make any money. Nobody watches this stupid fucking show. And you guys are going to end up paying through the nose with what these chicks are saying because people are kind of done putting up with this nonsense of letting a bunch of ugly chicks over here run their mouth without any type of consequences. And so there you just watched this dumb bitch have to issue a statement. Yeah, Donald Trump's not a Nazi. He's not a white supremacy. Pete Hegseth is not a white supremacist Nazi. You keep saying stupid shit like that, please, by the way. Please. And these dudes are going to own your stupid garbage fucking show. Hey, guys, thank you so much for watching the video. Support the channel and keep up to date with these dumb whores. Hit the subscribe button and make way because the salt must flow.